Dear All Things Considered, writes Rick Morey of Tampa, Florida, I find it interesting that you can spend a significant portion of your show discussing U.S. policy in Iraq without looking at the real underlying issue. The United States has decided that alternative fuels are not a priority. Because of this, we put American lives on the line, spend billions, and risk the criticism of the rest of the world to protect the oil we need to fuel our economy. $53 million in 2 days for missiles. What kind of research into solar, wind, or other alternative fuels could that have funded?
This from Shudaya David Rosenberg of Shirley, Massachusetts. Your report on government loans for religious businesses ended on a specious note. The man who owned the Christian clothing slash bookstore franchise likened his business of selling people on God to a pro golfer who opens up a golf store and sells people on golf. Mr. Rosenberg says, baloney. The pro golfer doesn't purport to tell people how to live their lives, what their moral or ethical priorities should be. But the person selling folks on the Christian view of God does precisely all of those things. I don't want my purchase of a pair of jeans to come with government-subsidized evangelism.
Paula Angelo writes from Rochester Hills, Michigan. It was with a considerable amount of irritation that I listened to Linda Wertheimer's interview with two Democratic convention delegates last Tuesday. One was 19, the other a retiree. I became incensed when the senior spoke disparagingly about the financial irresponsibility of younger people, saying those in their 20s and 30s aren't disciplined enough to save our money wisely. I would be able to save lots of money if I weren't forking over nearly 40% of my salary to pay for federal and state entitlement programs like Social Security, Medicaid, and Medicare, programs that, by and large, benefit the elderly, like the delegate interviewed.
A complaint from John Volk of Elkins Park, Pennsylvania. On Friday, you had a story about tobacco use. You used the term gateway drug. This is an expression popularized with William Bennett and his minions. It has no scientific value. There is no evidence that any such thing as a gateway drug even exists.
A story about the primate exhibit at the Copenhagen Zoo prompted some mail, including Fred Tallman's note from Greer, South Carolina. Your reporter repeatedly referred to a single subject in the Homo sapiens display as a Homo sapien. As any high school student who has passed either Biology 1 or Latin 1 can tell you, Homo sapiens is singular. The plural, though inapplicable to a genus-species designation, is homines sapientes.
And Manny Perkle has this inquiry from Dayton, Ohio. Did you say that the largest prime found by the new Cray computer was 2^1,257,786 minus 1? Because if so, something is wrong. 1,257,786 is itself not a prime, as it is divisible by 2, the smallest prime.
Mr. Perkle, you're right. We had the number wrong in the first edition of yesterday's program. The correct number is 2^1,257,787 - 1.
And from Ruth Stevens in Michigan, reporter Mara Liasson's story on Bill Clinton's visit to Kalamazoo yesterday struck a sour note with us. She referred to the musician performers at the event as a high school band. Please allow us to toot our horns a little. That was the Mighty Bronco Marching Band of Western Michigan University.
Thanks to all for writing. The address is Letters, All Things Considered, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. The zip code is 20001. Or by email, it's atc@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to say your name.